So your mother was already married before she came to the States? So because they are both from Hiroshima area, there was a... So as you, when you were growing up, did you think of yourself growing up outside of Japan? Or did you think that... It's probably a difficult question to answer, but...
No,
I guess my question is, are you aware that you have like a home country back far away?
No, I didn't, I didn't know at all. Even though my parents spoke Japanese, and of course, all kids learn English or Pidgin English, and I wasn't aware about Japan whatsoever.
What image of Japan did you have, if you can remember?
It's hard to say. Because maybe I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware of what kind of country it was, except when I see some photographs, you see, what is this?
Right.
And being a little kid, they will explain it to you, but, well, I don't remember that.
Right.
I know, like my mother was telling me, it's a beautiful country and beautiful ocean. She lives in a place called Tadanoumi in Hiroshima, right by the ocean. And a lot of cherry blossoms, and Tadanoumi is a fisherman village, and a lot of tai and things like that. Brim fish was caught in that area.
Right. Snappers,
and
Her,
I think her parents or brother was Chocho-san. And he had a, he or the family had a bank, and the family had a theater, and some property around there. So she was quite comfortable. That's the reason maybe she learned how to play piano and things. And sewing, you know, she had a proper. It became very useful when she was in Lahaina because of all her skill, including the flower arrangement.
Was it a Western style flower arrangement or Japanese
Ikenobo
style?
Ikenobo. So those type of training, she spread those teaching to the young girls.
Younger ladies,
So they had a lot of things to learn. With from my mom.
So she was a very suitable, skilled teacher
for that,
that purpose.
Period of time for the younger people. It was,
So do you think that she enjoyed teaching it?
I think, as I told you earlier, I think she was the center of activities. Because, well, when you take care of the daughters, mother's going to join. Father is told to help.
So
she had a fulfilled life, I think, because of that. The people always hanging around her.
Very active, it sounds like. So when you went back to Japan, what do you, what did you think? Do you have any like a first impression of that?
I like that country. I enjoyed it. First I got in there. And you know, of course they all same face. That's the first impression I had, you know. Boy, these guys, they all look alike, you know.
That's funny.
And then I started to live there, and they started to serve a lot of fish, and I couldn't take the fish. Even though I like sushi now. But,
you
know,
do?
Yeah.
So you must have learned over
I couldn't eat fish. So I had to have, meat. You know, in the form of hamburger or steak or pork or that type of things. And I had to have milk.
So you kept on have it delivered to your house.
That's another reason. And when I went first went to school, uh-huh. grade school, uh-huh. second grade or so, I think. I don't remember, second grade or so. Of course, I speak, my English was stronger than my Japanese. Uh-huh. So some of the kids said, there's a dumb nut coming around to, you know, to school.
Yeah.
And it really upset me, you know. I've never been called dumb nut.
Yeah, well, because of the language barrier.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went back to my mom and yeah. I said, gosh, mommy, people call me baka, dumb nut.
Yeah.